you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you live from the Big Easy. We're in New Orleans. Radio Row is, this place is starting to get a little crowded now, Hugh. People are starting to pour in.
What you about to say about Chris Sims? He about to walk.
No, I let you say things about Chris Sims.
No, I'm just kidding.
Chris Sims is fine. Yeah,
it's like, Chris Sims, you suck.
All the shows are piling in now. All right, 215-592-9494. We're here this week. Afternoon show will be on after us. Coming up in a little bit, Elliot Shore Parks will hop on and join us as we got a lot to talk about with the Eagles and the Chiefs. And joining us right now, as we do every Monday, and this is a fun one because we get to do it leading into a Super Bowl, is Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles. Merrill, good morning.
Hugh Douglas, let me say it. Hugh Douglas.
Hey, Merrill.
Hey, Hugh. Hi, Joe.
Merrill, how you doing today? How you feeling as we get started with this week?
I'm excited. It's a great build-up to football's ultimate game. What could be better?
Well, it is, and two great teams. And, Merrill, it's extra interesting because we get a matchup we've seen already and a matchup we know so much about, right? It's not just a team on the other side. It's the team in the NFL right now. It's the Chiefs. It's Andy Reid. It's Patrick Mahomes. Does it have a little extra juice, Merrill, for you because of the matchup and who they're facing?
I think it does. I think a lot of people really wanted to see Buffalo beat the Chiefs for a change. But the truth of the matter is, who do you want to beat? You want to beat the best. To be the best, you've got to beat the best, and that's Kansas City. And it has been for years. It's like the Eagles going back to Super Bowl 52 and beating the hated New England Patriots. So it has that same kind of aura.
Well, it does. And, Merrill, when we get to the game on Sunday, obviously there's a lot of X factors, but one of them is going to be the play of each quarterback. I think we kind of know what we're getting with Mahomes. He very rarely has a bad game on a big stage, so he'll play well. And the other side, Merrill, you know, you've been a Jalen Hurts supporter and defender at times when he's not had his best games, but he's coming off his best game of the season. And, Merrill, if he plays like that again, I feel like we're going to watch the Eagles hoist the Lombardi this coming Sunday night.
Well, I feel that way. You remember that 2 years ago, he actually outplayed Patrick Mahomes. If you look at all the stats and the way he moved that team now, there was the big fumble earlier in the game that contributed to the scoop and score. But he really played a great game.
Well, he did. It was one of the best games he's ever played in the NFL when you look at the numbers and the way he moved the football. But, Merrill, that turnover was a killer. And that has been the thing that this team has been so good at, especially Hurts since about, week six? He only has one turnover in that span. It feels like the formula for the Eagles is pretty clear. If Jalen protects the football, they're very hard to beat.
Well, turnovers have been the difference in games throughout the entire playoffs. And it's the way Washington came in. They got to Philadelphia for the NFC Championship because they got five gifts from the Lions. And conversely, in the Washington game, the Eagles were plus four.
Well, and they've been doing it all year. I mean, and you're right. In the NFC, it's held true. Now, I think in the AFC game, the Chiefs actually lost the turnover battle, and that one game to Buffalo still won, which is amazing that they could do that. Merrill Reese joining us here as we're on Radio Row in New Orleans, getting set for Super Bowl 59. Merrill, when you kind of close your eyes and picture this game, what kind of game do you think we're going to get on Sunday? Because both these teams have very good defenses, but they also have a lot of reasons why they could be explosive on offense. Saquon, the Eagles' receivers, Jalen, obviously Patrick Mahomes. Last time we saw the game, it was a shootout in Arizona. Do you expect another high-scoring game, or do you think this one might be a little bit lower scoring?
It's tough to tell because it's whatever works. I'm sure that the Eagles are going to go in and try to run Saquon Barkley. I mean, he has been their biggest weapon this year. I mean, how about the way he started against Washington? First touch, 60 yards. It's tough to anticipate that happening in the Super Bowl, but at some point, Saquon is going to rip one off. You just know it. He does it. He's averaged 185 rushing yards throughout the playoffs. That's amazing. So you stick with what works. But when the Chiefs play defense and they back up and they stack up against Saquon Barkley, the Eagles have the weapons to go downfield. Biggest play of that game other than the The Barkley run was that gorgeous 30-yard pass down the sideline to A.J. Brown. So the Eagles will use all their weapons.
Merrill Reese with us. Merrill, how much do you think experience matters in a game like this? You know, the Eagles had some players 2 years ago that were experienced, that had played in Super Bowl, Lane and Brandon and Kelsey, obviously. But as a group, they were pretty inexperienced, right? It was Sirianni's first time, the coordinator's first time, a lot of their young players' first time. Last week when they spoke, they talked about that, you know, their experience level, maybe handling halftime different. How much do you think the experience for a lot of these guys that were there 2 years ago to now matters and helps them?
I think it's a factor, but when you look at the Eagles' young players, you look at guys like Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. These guys came in and they never played like rookies. This is a team that really feels good about itself, and it's got an excess of confidence and poise.
Well, they do. Mara, how about for you? Is there extra butterflies this week? I mean, you've done a few of these now, these Super Bowls, but what is it like for you, the Super Bowl week, and then, you know, when the mic goes on Sunday night, does it feel different for you, or is it a football game with just a lot of extra eyeballs on it?
Well, it means more to me because the game itself is football's ultimate game. But I'll be honest with you, I feel jitters before every preseason game. And you go through the season, I feel those same jitters going into every single game because you work and you prepare and you want to be at your best. So I feel that way, but of course the enormity of this game itself makes it very, very special.
Yeah, it is. It's enormous, and there's the finality, too, because the season ends Sunday night, regardless of what happens, and we're all hoping it ends with a Lombardi Trophy. Merrill, we appreciate a few minutes here. Have a safe flight when you guys come down, and we'll see you and have a great broadcast, and we'll talk to you Sunday when they're in the pregame show.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the week, and let's go Birds.
Go Birds.
There he goes. Merrill Reese there. We appreciate the call there. So Merrill Reese hopping on with us, giving us a feel. It's got to feel different. What was it like? Did you feel it when you played in the game? Did you feel that it was just a different, like when you took the field?
It's a different game. It's a different game, Joe. No question about it. I mean, you try to downplay it as much as you can, but this is for all the marbles. You've earned the right to be here. So it's like a game like no other. And I just remember being in that game we played in Jacksonville, man, thinking to myself, especially for me, because at that point, if I'm being realistic, I thought, hey, this might be my last go-round. To be in a position where, you know, it came full circle for me to go to Jacksonville, for the things to go the way that they did down there, and then to have the opportunity to go back to Philadelphia and play for a Super Bowl, it meant everything to me, man. That was one of the main reasons why I didn't have the surgery. I opted out of the surgery, and I just said, you know what, hey, whatever happens, happens, because I kind of felt like, you know, that was going to be it, and I wanted to be a part of it. Regardless of what it was, I wanted to be a part of it. It is a special feeling, man. It's like nothing else, and it's one of those games that even though we didn't win it, you still cherish the time that you spent with those guys and being in that game, because like I said, and I say it a lot, everybody doesn't get a chance to play in the Super Bowl. Everybody doesn't get a chance to be on that journey. And so then when you have the guys that are a part of it, that just became a part of it, it's special to them. So it's definitely a different game. No question it's a different game.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to me the parallels between you then and BG now, right? Like he had surgery and was able to come back and make it back. You elected not to have surgery so you can keep playing that year. But it's probably his last game, right?
Yeah.
Just like it was probably your last game. And he gets to be back for the Super Bowl. It's kind of wild all these years later. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Is it crazy to think the Eagles blow the Chiefs out? I don't think it is. I woke up today just thinking about this game, and I see the path there for an Eagles blowout. A lot of people, including Hugh and Kyle, think this is crazy. By the way, we got some NFL news to get to in just a second. One of the biggest and best players in the NFL requesting a trade. Chuck in Mount Airy. Good morning, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio here?
What up,
hey,
man?
Chuck.
What up?
Hey, listen, man, hold it down in New Orleans for me, man. Listen, I want to say this. I'm with you, Joe, with this one. It's not even going to be close. I said it last week. I called Sean Bell last week at night. I never call at night. Just to tell everybody that this game won't even be close. It reminds me, like I said, the Seahawks and that Denver game. Denver was a one-point favorite in that game. And the thing about it is, Dan Orlovsky said this defense reminds him of the Legion of Boom defense. And, you know, they're just simplistic. They don't have a whole bunch of schemes, but they line up and they beat you up. I just think Patrick Mahomes is going to struggle all game. You know, he's Mahomes, he can make great plays, but for the most part, he's going to struggle because I think Vic's going to confuse him a little bit. He's seen a lot of defenses, trust me, I know. But it's going to be hard, just hard for him on Sunday. I just feel it in my soul. And I believe that while he's struggling, we're going to be scoring because they're not going to be able to stop our running game. You know what I mean? So I'm with Joe. I just see a path to a blowout. I don't even think it's going to be close. I'm going to be celebrating the third quarter of Eagles victory.
Well, that's it's interesting you brought up the Seahawks-Broncos because that's a good parallel, and that was a number one offense versus a number one defense. And you mentioned it there, Chuck. Like, Mahomes very rarely struggles, but when he does, it's when he holds the ball a lot, like when he's not sure of what he's seeing. Like, that's what Fangio could do. I don't think the Eagles are going to blitz a lot. I don't think they're going to do a lot of exotic things like you said, but if they can get him just to not be sure of what he's seeing and hold the ball, that could be the whole thing right there.
Yeah, but some people, some coordinators outthink themselves when they play Patrick Mahomes. Because you're playing Mahomes, so you get Andy Reid, so you got to do all this exotic stuff. And sometimes you just got to make it simple, man. Line up, play zone, keep your zone coverage tight, and have them squeeze some things, some balls into them zones, and see how he does. But I don't think they got to make it, a complicated scheme. I like Vic Fangio, scheme going up against Mahomes with these players. And I believe, like I said, he's going to struggle on Sunday. And I think the Eagles are going to be scoring while he's struggling. And it's not even going to be close. They are focused right now. They know what happened to him last time. Jalen is starting to find his stride. They don't have no answers for Saquon in this offensive line. And I know the Chiefs don't get blown out. It's the first time for everything. He didn't look so good when he went up against Tampa Bay. The last great defense he really went up against in the Super Bowl back in 2020. So we're going to see what happens. All the predictions and everything after this week are going to be out the window. Come Sunday, they got to line up and play football, but I love our chance with Joe and you. I'm really doing it.
Good call, Chuck. We appreciate it. All right, Hugh, we got some breaking news here, NFL news.
Yeah, I just saw it. That's crazy.
Myles Garrett, the great pass rusher from the Browns, who's obviously put together a Hall of Fame kind of career, he has formally requested a trade out of Cleveland and away from the Cleveland Browns. So that's...
And away from the Cleveland Browns.
Away he wants out.
I want to get away from you.
Well, wouldn't you? They've wasted his career.
Well, I will say this. It's a good chance he will end up in the NFC because you never want to trade Miles. Like, Miles ain't going to nowhere near AFC team because they don't want to have to see him.
Especially in their division.
Yeah, they don't want to see him. So it's a good chance. You know, I know what everybody's thinking.
Yeah, the Eagles.
What are you going to have to give up for him to get him, though? Because you're going to have to give up a king's ransom. And he's going to want to get paid.
So the first thought
Bryce
I had.
Huff.
I'm sure the Browns are lining up to take him.
Bryce Huff might thrive in Cleveland. You never know. So, might be an AFC cat.
You know what I thought of as soon as I saw the notification that he requested a trade? The Eagles' interest, Hugh, probably is dependent on this game, don't you think? Like, if the Eagles win this game on Sunday, I'm sure they're still going to call the Browns and still be interested. But I don't know if there's the, like,
I see what you're saying. You're thinking.
Push to give up a lot. But if they don't win this Super Bowl,
then they go get him.
The missing piece.
Or, listen to me now.
Workshopping it?
Yeah. What if you, regardless of what happens, you go get him anyway, and then we go on a run?
Dynasty?
Myles Garrett and Jalen Carter in the same defense, man.
And Nolan Smith on
and
the other
Nolan
side.
And Nolan Smith. Fix it, Jesus. Man, as much as I would like that to happen, I can't see it happening.
All right. Where do we think the bidding starts? Two first-round picks?
At least. Miles is a game changer.
And how old is he? 30? He's not like 34.
He's 30.
I think he's 28? Around 30. Let me see. I'm checking it out right now. Myles Garrett is 29. He just turned 29.
Yeah,
so he'll play next year at 29 years old.
I don't know if two first round draft picks.
I think it's going to cost two first.
No, they're going to ask. They're going to ask for it.
But if you want to win the bidding, you might have to give it up.
And not only that, it all depends on how big of a stink he's going to make to get out of there.
Well, it seems like a pretty big one. Now.
Well, yes, it's public, but he might be trying to get paid. He might want some more money. You might throw money at the situation.
He could. Yeah, but I think he wants out.
I would say, yeah, I'm with you. But how far are you willing to go to get him out of there?
Well,
are you
going
to accommodate a player? Yeah. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame player.
He is. Longer arms than you.
Yeah, longer. That's why he's a Hall of Famer. But, man, that would be lovely. It would be lovely to see him in an Eagles.
The bidding's going to start with Anthony Davis, probably.
That's crazy,
Luca.
Somebody asked me that this morning. Because last night, I had some things going on. I didn't know if it was real or not.
I think most people Saturday night thought it was fake.
Yeah, I thought it was fake. So I didn't know if it was real or not. So I had to wait before I said anything because it makes no sense. Because I was like, wait a minute, Luka's like in his 20s.
He's 25 with five first-team All-NBAs already.
Yes.
They took him to the finals last year.
And then I got to thinking, who got pictures of who doing whatever that they made that happen?
Yeah, the Lakers GM or the Mavericks GM. That was wild. Yeah, one of the craziest trades ever we've ever seen in any sport, really, for a player of that caliber to get moved. So Myles Garrett officially asked out of Cleveland. It'll be a big offseason topic. Kyle, first thought, would you give up two first-round picks for Myles Garrett?
In a heartbeat, yeah. Like, imagine pairing Myles Garrett, a perennial Defensive Player of the Year candidate, with Jalen Carter, who we think is an up-and-coming perennial Defensive Player of the Year candidate. I mean, I don't see, like, any reason to think that you might be able to move the football on the Eagles if Jalen Carter and Myles Garrett are both on the same defensive line. So
the amazing part about this year's defense, and they were so good, they didn't have a dominant edge rusher.
Yeah.
Right? Like Nolan Smith came on as the year went along, and he looks like he's a good player now. But they didn't really have for most of this year, Hugh, anyone off the edge that was dominant.
Not like
it
that.
Was Brandon, it was Sweat, and these are still good players. Nolan is now good. You know, the Huff thing was what it was, but like they were the number one defense without a great edge rusher. This
Man,
guy's
I tell
great.
You, I tell you, if I don't know how he would pull it off, but if Howie could pull it off, man, good googly.
Well, so I mentioned when we started this discussion that it might depend on what happens Sunday night. So if they lose the game, he's the missing piece. If they win and they get him, we're talking dynasty.
Yeah,
and we're like,
that's what we're talking about. Make running back with him. I would, you know, because there's been reckless speculation about where Miles is want to go, and I think I've seen him in some, you know, when they do those photoshops of him in an Eagles uniform. So I just don't know how high he would pull it off, but if he did, boy, that would be phenomenal.
So you mentioned you thought he would probably they wouldn't trade him within the AFC. So where do we need him not to go? We got to keep him out of Washington.
Dallas.
I don't want that.
You know what's funny though? This is some stupid stuff that Dallas would do. This, they'll go get Myles Garrett.
And have two great edge rushers
and have two cats, and that's it.
I don't want him there. I mean,
no, definitely don't want him in Dallas.
They can't even pay their own players. I don't see that happening.
I'm just saying.
Washington is the one the Eagles and Washington might fight over.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're missing that part of their team, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that would I would hope to avoid him landing there. But that would be amazing if he lands here. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Is it crazy to think the Eagles blow the Chiefs out? I don't think it is as we start off this week. Kyle and Hugh think I am off my rocker. Boy. Slur is up next. What's up, Slur?
Slur.
Slur? Oh. All right, put Slur back on hold, and we'll grab.
He sounded like he was. He spoke, but it was just in a slow draw.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right. We'll get him back up. Sean is up next. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up?
Hey Sean, what's going on?
All season, y'all had no doubt. Y'all said, we're going to New Orleans. Get your Airbnb now in the preseason.
That's well, he was saying it even when they were 2-2. We thought he was crazy.
Oh, that was because Coach Sirianni went crazy.
Yeah.
When he went crazy, okay. he kind of got everything going.
He didn't doubt it. Like, I called you guys before the Giants game. I said, I need to see them score. Like, I need them to win by a couple of touchdowns. You need to see them have a Super Bowl winning team. They need to win by a couple of touchdowns. And then, do you remember what they did in 2017? They're like, oh, they just barely beat the Falcons. And then, like, they barely beat the Giants before that. And then they beat the car off of, you know,
Minnesota.
Vikings. And then, went in, and I feel like we have that rhythm now. I feel like I really do. We have the rhythm in the run game. The offensive line is not going to – and we're going to blow them out. That's my opinion, Hart. It's exciting close. We average more points than them. We're a much better team than them, and the offense is humming right now. And they're just going to – They're just
yeah, they're
jump.
Better, Sean. I mean, like the one thing that I think gives everyone pause and why the Chiefs are the favorite is they have the great quarterback, right? The all-time great quarterback, and they have a great coach. But everything else, you look at offensive line, D-line, like the Eagles are better. I mean, that's why I said last week the Eagles should be favored in the game. And the way they're playing right now, Sean, that Chiefs run defense is leaking oil. They're giving up a big – I mean, James Cook last week gashed them. So if Cook could do that and the Bills could do that, Saquon can go off.
Say
yeah,
Sean.
So what are you going to do with Isaac? What are you going to do? Was he going to blitz the run? You know?
Yes.
Like exotic blitzes against the run? You can't do that.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Well, this guy tackles, so he doesn't break the game.
Yeah. You just can't let him break out. But, yeah, he's going to blitz the run. Yeah, that's going to happen.
I mean, yeah, but we have pretty good blocking wide receivers. Even Smitty's getting out there. He, you know, falling into someone's legs. But
kind of threw him off when I said they're going to blitz.
I just want to say this one thing.
What you got?
We're going to the Super Bowl 2 times in 3 seasons. We stopped Stoudemire, Sirianni, and Hurts. Can we stop that? It's nonsense. Like, look at this team.
Oh, stop doubting Sirianni and Hurts? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yes, they got it in them. And let me get my Eagles out. Let me get a chant. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Gotta love Philadelphia, man.
Sean's pumped up, man. Appreciate the call.
Gotta love Philadelphia.
Well, you do. So as far as the Sirianni and Hurts thing goes, Hugh, so much of the way we're going to talk about them forever is about this game, right? Mm-hmm. If they win this game, whatever you call it, doubt or concern or criticism, it changes, right? They're a Super Bowl winning coach and a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Now, that doesn't mean they get to stay forever and not perform. Like, Doug got fired, right? You know, Foles was out of here. But it changes the way we talk about them forever. And then the flip side, you know, if it doesn't work out Sunday, then, like, they're obviously very accomplished. They've been at 2 Super Bowls, but they having the ring changes everything.
Yeah,
about
don't
the way
mean a thing if you don't have that ring, man. You got to get that ring, and they're close to it, and they're going to do everything in their power to try to make that thing a reality. But it starts now. It starts with the focus. It starts with being able to handle the situations during the game that come up. And, man, you just got to finish it out. I feel real good about the squad, though. I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous at all.
Yeah, I don't feel nervous either. Maybe I will as the week goes on.
Yeah, because we just got here.
Yeah.
We just got here.
Yeah, and I'm thinking I woke up this morning thinking about blowout. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Is it crazy to think the Eagles will blow the Chiefs out? Yes or no? 54% early say no. This is not a crazy
thought. It was more than that. It's starting to come back to the middle.
Well, even 50-50.
Crazy. Yeah, I mean, 50-50 is better than what it was earlier, wasn't it? It was like 60-something.
Well, I'm happy that enough people 70%. See the light on this, that there's a path there for Eagles blowout.
I mean, I don't see it happening, but I get the confidence. We live in Philly.
Who's more likely to blow out who? I think the Eagles are more likely to win in a blowout. If you tell me right now it is a blowout on Super Bowl Sunday, I don't think the Eagles are getting blown out with this defense.
Okay, I give you that.
You know, like, it might not be a blowout.
Yeah, I give you that.
If it is 37-20.
Because we got the pieces. Yeah, I give you that.
And we have more explosive players. I saw a stat this week, an explosive play differential. The Chiefs really don't have many explosive plays. They are more methodical. We'll break a big one.
But I will say this, though. They got the craftier quarterback.
They do. I know.
Who has, over the last couple of weeks, like it or not, has gotten the calls to sway certain situations in the game. You know, so we gotta be locked in on that, man. I'm just telling you. Don't be mad at me because it's out there. It's out there. And that's the one thing. If we're being honest, people are worried about 2 things.
Tinfoil hat Douglas.
No,
over
the people
here
are worried about 2 things. They're worried about the quarterback, and they're worried about the refs. I don't hear any retorts. So now here, that's what we're doing, Kyle. Forget you, Kyle.
You should have seen the reactions when this guy walked in with his tinfoil hat today.
You just tell those people back there to quit telling you how to do your job. Don't you worry about what I'm talking about.
It's been a
you
great
just
day.
Tell everybody back in Philadelphia telling you how to do your job. Just push the button, Kyle. Make it better.
Kyle, make them sound better. What are you doing back there?
Hey, Zydeco Music. We're about to go get some of that tonight.
That's right. Welcome back. Midday Show live from New Orleans. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Is it crazy to think the Eagles are going to blow the Chiefs out on Sunday? I say no. Hugh Douglas and Kyle think I'm crazy, which is the norm around here, so that's okay. I'm not fretting that. Where do you guys come now? 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to stop by as he'll show up at the convention center in a little bit and sit down with us for a few minutes. A lot to do on the show today. We got a big Hugh breakdown coming up around 12. At the viral video that came out of the WIP studio on Friday.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see which of the people involved you think had the worst stance. Because there was a couple of top candidates.
Ain't it obvious?
Well,
I mean, I ain't got to say that. I mean, you know.
I don't know. I mean, there's Lakin and there's Fritz. I mean,
gosh, it's awful.
It was not great. So we'll get the update there on a big Hugh breakdown from Hugh coming up in about a half hour. 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phones, though, let's listen to some great quarterbacks who know a thing or two about playing on this stage and how Jalen and the Eagles' offense could look this time around. First, Peyton Manning talking about how the second time around it'll be a little easier for Jalen to get in a rhythm and flow and adjust to the Super Bowl week.
Yeah, like, I think he'll be way more comfortable. Look, Mahomes you know, gets his mail sent to the Super Bowl every year because he knows he's going to be there. Hurts. I remember talking to him a couple years ago about kind of, hey, what's any advice? What's the routine? And like, he didn't call me for that this year because he knows it. And I think, yeah, the more comfortable you are during the week, the better you're going to play. And, you know, Sirianni, I talked to Nick about it, and you know, he said, do you have any thoughts? I'm like, Nick, you know what to do. You know, I think they'll kind of put the game plan in this week. Is that they were going to play kind of Sunday, and then, you know, next week you go down and review. But, look, Jalen is probably one pass interference from a couple years ago from being a Super Bowl champion quarterback. He is a championship quarterback from college. So he thrives in these type of moments, and I see him playing well. I think a lot of attention is going to be on Saquon, as it should, including from the Chiefs and Spags. So I think Jalen and Brown and Smith are going to have to do some things in the passing game, and he certainly can do that.
Well, a couple of things there, Hugh, from Peyton. One, the end, he thinks they're going to put a lot of attention on Saquon, and he's saying, listen, Jalen and these two receivers, they got to make a lot of plays if there's a lot of people in the box.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen. I mean, going into this game, you'd be foolish. I don't care what the line looks like, the athleticism of the Kansas City Chiefs, you'd be foolish not to stop Saquon Barkley or allocate resources to try to do that. Because if he gets going, we've seen it. We saw it a couple weeks ago against the Commodores. If he gets going, that changes everything. So if there's any way that you can keep him from making noise, and see, this is what this game is going to come down to, in my opinion. There might not be meat on the bone in the run plays early on, but you still have to stick with it. There always has to be a threat of it. A lot of times, man, especially in games like this, the run, you'll see people run the ball, and they might get negative plays. But you got to keep hammering that, because if you become one-dimensional, you're playing right in the Spags' hands, because that's what he's going to try to do. He's going to try to make it so that you don't get anything out of that run game.
So that's what happened the last time these teams played in the Super Bowl. The Eagles were totally – now, Hurts ran for like 65 yards, 70. But the running game – I mean, I went back and looked at the box score the other day. Miles Sanders was non-existent, and I think Kenny Gainwell might have been the next leading rusher, but they didn't run at all. It was all the entire offense 2 years ago was on Jalen to run it or throw it. They can't be, because even though they scored 35 last time, Hugh, one-dimensional cost them. They couldn't hold the ball much.
Yeah, and with that being said, there might be a game where if they want to commit all those resources to the run, then there are going to be some plays for Schmitty and AJ to make, but you got to come back to that run game, man. That run game is going to be the ultimate equalizer in this game.
So the other thing Peyton said there that was interesting is 2 years ago, Jalen called him for advice on how to handle the whole thing, right? The whole two-week break and the lead-up. And but this year, he didn't get that call from Jalen.
He's focused, man.
Well, and he knows how this works now.
Yeah. And not only that, man, you know, Jalen's motivated behind this too. Because let's not forget, and I saw the meme the other day. You remember when Jalen a couple years ago had the confetti drop.
Oh yeah, he got the background on his phone.
He ain't forgot. Mm. He ain't forgot. That one got a nice little run this week. So he knows what to do in this situation, man. This is gonna be one for the history books. I have that feeling. I have a feeling. It's gonna be one of the ones where we're gonna sit there. We're gonna have a whole lot of heart palpitations. There might be some people that might need to be revived.
Uh oh.
After this one, you know, get my pump that chest a little bit. Hey. You know, wake up. You know, it's going to be a whole lot of crying. It's going to be a whole lot of crying after this one.
The other thought that one of the great quarterbacks had this week, let's listen to Tom Brady talking about the Eagles and their passing game. And when they do this particular thing, they really are unstoppable.
When I think they're really unstoppable is when Jalen Hurts is playing in rhythm in the pass game. Because I look at that defense. The secondary has been consistent. They've been great all year. Fangio scheme. Zach Bond's been as consistent as anybody. That D-line, Jalen Carter, Sweat, Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, those guys are consistent. So the entire defense is consistent. The running game's been there all year. That's consistent. A.J. Brown getting open man coverage to Devonta Smith. That's consistent. Goddard getting open. That's consistent. The line blocking well. That's consistent. When they can string a consistent, rhythmic passing game together, I think they're pretty unstoppable.
He said what we've seen sometimes this year, Hugh, right? He said it, but we saw that was the title game. Their passing game was in a rhythm on two Sundays ago. It was against the Steelers. It was against the Bengals.
Yeah.
The reason we've debated Jalen so much this year is those games and the passing game doesn't – it's like once a month we see one of those, but it's there. They just got to do it.
Yeah, yeah, and it's one of those games that when you talk about – it works when you have people that overcommit or commit more resources to the run – and they have to leave people on the island. That's basically what it is with this team. It's pick your poison. And for the last couple of weeks, you know, teams have been picking the poison to let Saquon do what he does.
Yep.
You know, and it's vice versa. It's one of them things where he's not running the ball well. Then that's when you throw the ball down the field a little bit. Let them get that yards after the catch. But in this game, I just feel like if you ask me what do I see happening, Saquon going to have some moments. But ultimately, Jalen is going to have to be that guy at the end that's going to have to make some plays.
Well, they're going to make Jalen
be that. Yeah, they're going to make Jalen be that guy.
And it really comes with Saquon down to tackling. Like, he's going to have a run or two where he bursts out, but the Rams couldn't get him down, right? The Commanders last week couldn't get him down. He just takes it for 70. If they tackle better, then it becomes more of a you got to matriculate the ball down the field. 215-592-9494. Ken in Cinnaminson is up. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning,
up,
Ken.
I tried to call you Friday. I was in the middle of a frozen lake in northern Minnesota, and the call dropped. So,
were you fishing? What are you doing up there?
It was rolling. Were you driving?
Yeah, we were fishing. Yeah. So.
Oh, driving.
Ice fishing. You ever ice fish?
Yeah.
No, it's
pretty
cold.
Cool. But Joe, I wanted to tell you on Friday that I am the Secretary of State of Sirianni Island, and immigration is closed. We have closed the borders. So you cannot come live there.
And well, so I understand that, but I think you were overruled. They let me in. I'm in.
Well, I'm the Secretary of State. I'm the one who makes this determination, and you're a turncoat. So we know as soon as something goes wrong, you're gonna flip anyway. You're a turncoat. So you're
right about that, and I will turn on him if it goes bad on Sunday. But right now, I'm a Sirianni guy, Ken. I'm feeling it.
There you go. Yeah, you got. You went silent for a little
while. You're
there. You're there now. You're back.
No, I think we lost him now officially. So that's all right.
All right. Hey, we working through this.
He dropped the Sirianni guy. Yeah, if you missed it on Friday, I'm officially a Sirianni guy again. I'm allowed to be a born-again Sirianni guy. I was voted in. I passed the test. I'm in.
We working through this.
Does Ken know what the Secretary of State is? Like, do you think that's like the all-powerful being in the government? Like,
yeah,
he doesn't get to make a final ruling as the Secretary of State.
No, I think he thinks it's an all-powerful thing.
Like, he's just basically some guy at that point.
He's just some guy.
Yeah, I mean, he had a say, but it didn't work.
Right.
The
president can give an executive order.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the island. I'm on Sirianni Island. I'm a born-again Sirianni guy.
You there. You good. It's good. Yeah. You're good.
And I hope, look, if they do what I think they could do on Sunday, I'll go all off-season as a Sirianni guy and be happily. Because we'll have a parade in a couple weeks here. Let's grab Matt in Glenside. What's up, Matt?
Matt. Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Matt. What's up?
So, just listening to the show this morning, and I'm a realist at the end of the day, and I remember 2 years ago that we didn't have the X factor. Now, you know, besides that scoop for a touchdown, Jalen, you know, like you were saying earlier, Joe, had one of his most phenomenal games. In fact, MVP consideration if there wasn't that fumble, if you ask me. I mean, there was some conversation about it lingering around, but, I mean, it's only happened once in history where the losing team, you know, had a had an MVP. But I really think the X factor for both sides, I think it's going to be Saquon for us. I think he's going to break one. I'm kind of predicting like an 8-10 point win, similar to 52, you know, when we beat Brady. There's just so many factors that are in our favor, man. Jalen plays up to the competition in the biggest games. Him improving as this playoff run has gone on is just I'm psyched. And like I said, I'm a realist. 2 years ago, I was hesitant and I was a lot more scared, heart palpitating, all that shit. All that stuff, but this year feeling it, man. I'm feeling it this year.
I could feel that you're feeling it, Matt. And that good phone call, we appreciate it. Yeah, look, 2 years ago, he's talking about Jalen, how well he played in the game.
Yeah.
So it's there's two ways to look at it. He did play really well for 95% of the game. He also had a play that handed the Chiefs 7 points. You can't have that.
You can't have those plays, man. And, I mean, you know, and the Chiefs capitalized on it. As you saw in that game, after that, Big Red started playing keep away, especially as the time started going down, man. And it, I mean, you just can't have those. This is the game where you try to, as best you possibly can, play mistake-free football.
Yep.
Because this is the one game where mistakes put points on the board.
Well, and the Chiefs this year, no team had less possessions per game than the Chiefs. That they have long drives. They don't turn it over much. Like, there's not, you know, some games this year here, the Eagles have had 11, 12 possessions. That's probably not going to happen on Sunday. You got to maximize it.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of possessions, man. And you have to be precision. You have to be on point. Can't make mistakes. Because when you think about the Super Bowl and the last few have been played, it's been a mistake. Mistakes cause points to be scored, and that's when the day becomes long.
Well, and then you have that, and then you compound it, right? Then you have to, you know, you make one mistake.
Then you start trying to chase the mistake. Yeah, just got it. It's a weird game. It's weird like that, man. It's a weird game like that.
215-592-9494. Is it crazy thing the Eagles are going to blow the Chiefs out? All right, just quickly, because the Myles Garrett news, you know, stuff keeps popping up. About a half hour ago, news, Myles Garrett from the Browns requested a trade. Best pass rush in the league for years now. So Diana Russini, who's pretty connected right around the NFL, she was asking people around the league what a trade could look like. Like, what do you think it would cost for a team to trade? So what she heard back was a 1 and a 2, a 1 and 2 threes plus a player. So she's getting different kind of answers. But a 1 and a 2, a 1 and a 2, players thrown in. 2 ones might be what it costs. Like, that might get the job done. If you tell me right now I could have Myles Garrett for 2 first-round picks, I'm in. I have to do the deal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. You said 1 and a 2 in a player.
You really think they're taking Bryce off? They're not taking Bryce off.
Why not?
But you think that would move the needle, or is he just like a throw-in?
Well, I would say he would be a throw-in. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Bryce Huff. But I think Bryce Huff would probably be better served going somewhere else at this point. Especially, I mean, obviously, if you get – because first of all, you're doing two things. You're moving that money off the books.
Yep.
And you're putting yourself in the position of potentially getting Myles Garrett and signing to a mega deal.
Well, that's part of it. Right, so you have to do that. You have to pay him, too. Plus, the Eagles, when this season ends, Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham are free agents.
Yeah.
So they have a need.
Yeah, this is you put yourself in a hell of a spot if you can do that.
Now, Browns said a few weeks ago they're not trading him. But once a player of this ilk says, I want out.
Well, they're going to hold on as long as they possibly can. And you know what's funny about these trades normally? You always come in high, but it's not going to be what we anticipated to be. It's probably going to be a first, maybe just one first-round draft pick and a player. Who knows? But I don't think it's going to be as lofty as once anticipated, because it feels like he wants to be moved, like, right away.
Well, and there's only so many teams that are probably even willing to do it, because the bad teams are just, like, they're not involved. Let's go to Justin in Pottstown. What's up, Justin?
Hey, brother. How you guys doing?
Justin, we're doing great. What's up? What are you feeling?
Hey, Hugh, correct me if I'm wrong. Earlier in the season, you were trying to debate on which ladies you were going to take down on the bus. I apologize for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, I was? I did? I don't recall that.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Maybe friends that were in your favor.
I don't know. Maybe I ain't no tell. I say so much stuff.
We do talk for 4 hours a day.
Yeah, and I tend to forget most of the stuff I say.
No. Yeah. Okay. So I'll pivot. My apologies.
No, you're fine.
That too when I'm wrong and people tell me that I don't remember saying that. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I know I'm not wrong, but I know Hugh is. He's a cool cat. But
all right, Justin. What do you got? Am I crazy to think that he could blow him out?
He's saying what you.
No, I don't think you're crazy, but I do believe that and this might be generic, but I do believe that it's going to be very boring in the first half. But I believe.
I think Kyle got him.
I didn't do anything.
All right, Justin.
Everything that happens today, I blame it on Kyle.
I'm really going to appreciate that. Yeah.
No, I know, because you're not going to handle it.
There is a difference when we're not with Kyle. We can't see the smoke coming out of
no,
his ears.
But I can hear it. I can feel it. I feel it.
Because when Kyle's mad, it's cartoon-esque. With the smoke, it just comes right out of the ears. You see it. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast here. What's going on, Will? Will?
Hey, team, how y'all doing today, baby?
What's up, man?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I can't wait, man. The time is now. And guess what? It's time to actually show the world that we are the best. So what we got to do, we got to hit them with the body shots this time around. You know what I mean? Knock the wind out of them. What I mean by that is do some hurry-up offense. Wear the defense down. We want to have these dudes gassed by the fourth quarter so Saquon can do what he want to do, right? But my main thing is, everybody, just do your job. We don't want to overdo anything. We don't want to overthink anything. Put this dude in a box and mail him back home, just like we've been doing the last three, four quarterbacks. Box him in and send him right back where they came from. But I really think, you know what I really think the score going to be?
What's
just
that?
Because it's Palmer, 38-35. The same thing make you laugh,
oh,
make you
wow.
cry.
Inverse. We just flipped that score around. I like that.
All right, brothers. Thank you.
You got it, Will. We appreciate it. So Will was talking there, Hugh, about body blows. You know what they need to do if they get the chance this coming Sunday? They need to knock them out. I mean, the Chiefs have been the best team of the last 7 years at, if they have a shot, if they're close. Like, I saw some highlights yesterday of their first Super Bowl they won against the Niners, you know, 5 years ago, right against Garoppolo.
Yeah.
They were down 10 in the fourth quarter. Like, they're never out of a game with Mahomes if it's within striking distance. That's the big difference between them and everybody else.
Yeah, and if you by chance, like a lot of people think that the Eagles are going to jump out on them, don't get conservative.
That's right.
I would not play that conservative game. If you get a chance to jump on them,
foot on the gas.
Yeah, you better play. Yeah, don't get in a situation where you're like, oh, we got the lead, we just going to sit on it. Nah, you better keep putting points on the board.
Well,
keep putting points on the board.
You think back to two years ago, they were up 10 in the second quarter. Now, I know it's the second quarter and all that, but they're up. I mean, they are going into halftime. You know, I think back to the feeling I had that night. They're up 10. Mahomes is hobbling around with the ankle, and you know, part of you thinks they're in amazing shape to finish this game and win the Super Bowl. And then, you know, an hour and a half later, it goes all wrong. Let's talk to James, who's up next. What's up, James?
Hey. So I think the Eagles can blow out the Chiefs if the defense gets on them early, like Tampa did. If it's tight towards the fourth quarter, I think that the defense needs to just continue to be aggressive, because I feel like a lot of the times the Chiefs were in one-score games this season, and the teams that they were playing against decided to play like a prevent defense style, and I think that just kind of is just the team rolling over, because there's nothing else to play for at this point. So it's either like win or go home, and you might as well just keep the pressure up.
Well, and there we know how good they are coming back. I mean, Mahomes in the fourth quarter of these big games, it's just like automatic. I mean, last week they were down in the fourth quarter, and it's just automatic. He brings them back. But you have to get up to finish them. You have to get a lead, and then that's when Saquon can really finish
you
them.
You can never feel comfortable in this game if there's time on the clock. You got to keep pushing. If there's still some time on the clock, you got to keep pushing. So you can never feel like the game's over until the clock winds down, all the way down.
Right. And then as long as I feel like I feel like Coach does a really good job at preaching and repping just fundamentals. And I feel like that's going to really be the deciding point for our defense, is if they can stay fundamentally sound for the entire game, then I think they've got a really good chance of keeping this a bad day for the Chiefs.
Well, I mean, of course, no mistakes, no turnovers, none of that kind of stuff. And James, we appreciate the other thing here they're going to need, and I'm sure we'll kind of figure out who we think might be the guy to make that play. They're going to need a defensive play in this game.
Yeah, like, Zaybon.
Is that the guy?
Yeah, Jalen Carter, Zaybon. There's going to be some guys that step up in this game. I got a feeling. I think special teams are going to play big.
Yep.
I feel like there's going to be some guys that, some unsung heroes, and you're going to look at them and be like, wow, that guy made a play. That guy made a huge play. Might be some turnovers on the special teams unit, man.
Well, and think about how the Eagles have benefited from that the last couple weeks. I mean, the Oren Burks hit right against the Packers. I mean, they've gotten a ton of turnovers in all different areas these first few weeks of the postseason. But, yeah, I mean, someone on defense is going to have to make a play and cause a turnover. Because that's the equalizer. Because the Eagles have been so good, too, at not turning the ball over. They're getting a lot of turnovers, but Mahomes doesn't turn it over much. Like, that, if you tell me right now they get a pick on Sunday, I feel like they have a great chance to win.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. If they do some plays like that, man, that place is going to go bananas, and that's the momentum you have to feed off of. But the bottom line is this. Whatever happens, don't look back. If you get a lead, keep pressing.
Yep.
Keep pressing. Do not be conservative. Do not try to sit on the lead and bleed the clock. Just keep pressing. Keep foot boots to butt. And your foot on the gas pedal.
Well, that was the thing last time. You know, Sirianni, you know, he said after that he felt some regrets, and he didn't explain exactly what, but I thought that. I mean, he went for a field goal in the third quarter when they're driving, and like to beat the Chiefs, you need touchdowns.
Yeah, you need to be in this situation. If you're getting points, you need to be Dan Campbellish. You need to be a little what was the commander's coach?
Riverboat Ron?
No, not Riverboat Ron. Yeah, you need to be a little Dan. I forgot Dan Quinn name that fast. Dan Quinnish. You need to be a little Dan Quinnish.
A little Quinnish, a little Campbellish, a little Riverboat Ronish. You need to be aggressive. There's no question. 215-592-9494. We're going to get back to everyone's phone calls on the other side. Is it crazy to think the Eagles blow the Chiefs out? I know a lot of people. I mean, Hugh thinks it's crazy. Kyle does too. I just see the path there for the Eagles if they play their best game. The Chiefs' O-line isn't spectacular this year. Their run defense is leaking oil. The Eagles have figured out the first quarter stuff. It's on a fast track. Saquon could break a few big ones. I see the path there to a big Eagles win.